right, guys, and welcome to another brand new edition of the Sports Factory.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, now.
How you feeling, buddy?
Better.
I know for a fact that that hurt my throat a little bit.
Turn it down a little bit.
What am I turning down?
My microphone.
Why?
Just do it a little bit.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, folks, welcome back to another live edition of the Sports Factory right here on homegrownradionj.org. From our mouths to your ears, we are back better than ever, of course. And Vinny, are you feeling better than ever?
Yes. I was definitely not feeling good last week. I ate some shiesty Chinese food, let's just say. And I was kind of under the weather last week.
Kind of under the weather would be an understatement.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling too good last week. So I feel better this week. I am ready to go. We got a lot to talk about tonight, bud.
Yes, we do. And first off, let me just say thank you out there to the Homegrown Radio NJ staff for doing everything in their power to come here and make sure that we get to put on the best show possible for everybody out there in the world of sports and entertainment.
Entertainment?
Well, yeah, we are an entertaining show. I mean, we are kind of funny, right? I mean, a little bit.
You think you want to be funny?
No, I am funny.
No. You think. But that's good. You got determination.
I got, you mean hope?
No.
I got hope?
You're determined maybe to try to be funny.
Listen, I'm funny, punk.
Anyway.
Anyway, with that being said, it is, all right, we're getting people waving at us. Woohoo! If you guys want to pass by, we are here. What is this, Cornelia?
Cornelia Street.
Cornelia Street. Booton, New Jersey. Once again, let me start off by saying don't forget to go on our podcast on iTunes. Check out all our past shows that we have up there. It's a lot of fun that we get to do, so you guys can partake with it. Comment, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hit us up on Facebook.com/TheSportsFactory. And, of course, the Twitter. Tweet us, all that good stuff at SportsFactory23.
There's too many twit things.
Too many Twitters, twits, and twits.
Yeah, it's pretty much just twit or tweet.
Tweet.
That's it.
But you're a twit.
A dumb twit, yes. Different meaning.
Different sense
of everything.
It's just been weird because it's like we haven't been here in 2 weeks, so it's like, are we going to be on our game today?
We have to be. We're a sports show.
I mean, there's no other show.
No, there's no.
I don't think there's another sports show on this station.
No, we are the only ones. We have confirmed that.
Not only are we the only ones, we're breaking the barrier.
How's that?
Well, because this is usually an all music station, talk station, and we're breaking the barriers. Yeah. We're a talk sports station with a little bit of flair, a little bit of fun, and we throw a little music in there every now and then.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Sure. No problem.
You know what? Die. Go to heaven.
No.
No? You don't want to go to heaven?
No, I want to go.
You want to go to purgatory?
Purgatory.
That's nice. So, Vinny.
Yes.
Before we start the show, anything you want to get off your chest?
Oh, our fantasy league.
Thank you.
Is filled up.
Woo!
We do have 10 individuals, including myself and my co-host here. So we have 10 guys. We will be starting. Actually, the draft is next Sunday at 11 a.m. for you people that are in the league. If you are listening, 11 a.m. on March 24th.
Make sure you're there.
And then March 31st, we'll start the first week, which means the first show we do in April, which is, I don't know, the end of the week. Let's see, April, maybe not April 5th, just because that'll still be part of the first week. Maybe we can give an update on that show, and then the following show on the 12th, which we will have a full week under our belt. We will have a full few minute segment on results and, you know, who's talking smack already and all that other good stuff.
All the good stuff that's going on in the world of fantasy baseball, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very rough world out there. And now we're going to enter the fantasy baseball territory together, not as individuals, but as teammates. And this is going to be very hard because Vinny's a very greedy person. He's very selfish. I do not lie. I, on the other hand, am very considerate, very caring, generous. I don't mind helping my friend in need instead of yelling and cursing and being like a big bully.
I only got two words for you.
Yeah. Okay, DX.
Anyway, stealing my thunder because this. Look, I we have this show together, right?
Yeah.
And we try to come up with the ideas together, and you know, with work and just a lot of the stuff, I don't come up with a lot of the ideas. So now I came up with the idea for the Fantasy Baseball League, and Victor is kind of jealous, I think.
No, you know, I'm not jealous. You know what it is? I just wish that
you thought of it first.
Not that I thought of it first, because I kind of like thought of like, oh, you know, it would be kind of cool if we did a Fantasy Baseball League. But I will give you credit where credit's due on the idea of doing the Sports Factory Fantasy Baseball League.
This is a way to get our listeners involved in our show. So basically everybody that is in the league either listens to the show or is friends of the show because we know them personally. I do know for a fact a couple of the people are listening right now. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting them involved with the show now. At the end of the year, when this is all said and done, we do plan on having the people who do win the league. Hopefully it is us.
Anyway, I thought we discussed this. There isn't a hopeful or a think. It is us.
Well,
we are as the we brain sit, behind as, the operation.
Okay, so in the brainstorming of this league, it was brought to our attention that, hey, you guys should do that. Make it a part of the show. So we took it into consideration. We sat down, we talked about it. We made it part of the show. Now, it was been brought to my attention also that we are supposed experts, as they make the air quotations, experts. Now, I sit here and look at Victor. I look at myself. I think we're far from experts. We are not Peter Gammons. We are not Adam Schefter. Any of those guys that work for ESPN.
I don't know about you, but Fox I think Sports. Me and Adam Schefter, I think we're related. I think I'm Schefty's cousin or something.
Anyway, you're getting me off track here.
Okay.
But anyway, we're not any of those guys. We're just two guys that like sports. So that being said, we do have a lot of pressure since we do have the radio talk show to perform. And if we finish anything other than first place, I am telling you right now, if he is in the league, I forgot what his team name is.
Who? A friend of yours?
Yeah. One of the guys who joined the league, yes. If he beats us somehow,
uh-huh,
he's going to talk mad smack.
Well,
just because are the supposed experts.
This is all I got to say. Listen and learn to all those jabronis out there in our Fantasy Factory, Fantasy Draft, Fantasy League. This is all I got to say. I'm going to talk my smack right now, and I'm going to get it out there. You guys cannot beat the duo of Vinny and I. Separate, we are possibly can be beaten. Together, we are invincible, a force to be reckoned with. We are like the RoboCop. We can die and die, but we always come back to life, and we beat you. That made no sense. The point is, we ain't losing, and that's it. That's the bottom line. If you ain't down with that, well, then, my friends, unfortunately, you are going to have to be, well, dust in the wind.
Anyway, yes. By the way, his name is team name is Rockefellers.
Rockefellers.
So he will be a smack-talking little man.
Let him.
We should start firing pop shots off anyway.
Listen, man, I'm down with some pipe bombs. You let me know, I'll drop them. I'll drop it like a how.
All right, so anyway, our fantasy show, we are talking fantasy now.
Oh, which
but
one?
Our fantasy baseball league is up and running. We'll keep you updated. Let's get on to the first topic here because we do have
an hour show.
Yes.
An hour show, yeah. So speaking about dropping things like it's hot and speaking about trying to, you know, talk some smack here, for some teams in the NBA, that's not going to happen. And primarily, we're going to talk, of course, of the melodrama. Get it? Melodrama. No, seriously.
Loser.
Carmel. No. Okay. So we're going to get right into the Knicks, of course, because that is the leading big-time news spectacle right now in the NBA. Of course, if you just heard noise, I just hit my laptop by accident. So let's get right into it. Carmelo Anthony, of course. If I'm not mistaken, the last time we were on here, I questioned his manhood. And I will question it again, okay? Not because I don't think his knee injury is real or fake. I just believe he's lost all the power of being a leader on that team. Because now I believe the leader of that team is Tyson Chandler. And now he's out. Marcus Camby, he's out. Rasheed Wallace, he's out. Jason Kidd looks like 55 years old. Amon Shumpert, he does not look like Amon Shumpert. And J.R. Smith's taking 35 shots a game and making 10. There's a problem. Kenyon Martin starts for the first time in his career in, what, 5 years? What's he do? He hurt himself last night. He gets hurt. He gets hurt. Everybody on the Knicks needs an ambulance squad. Seriously. It's like MASH Part 2 every single game when the Knicks play. They're on a three-game West Coast losing streak. They're going to lose their next two games. They're going to be 0-5 on this West Coast trip. And it really can question to all those Knicks fans who at the beginning of the year were saying, we can beat the Heat. We can make it to the NBA Finals. Even Vinny and I at one point thought this could actually happen. But as the season kept progressing and progressing, I've slowly gone away from that. And I've said, you know, the Nets look more like an overall team to me. They look more like they're more well-balanced. And the Knicks, now with Amari Stoudemire out for the year, even though he can't even play with Carmelo Anthony at the same time, they're just not going to do well going down to the playoffs. They'll even be lucky if they get into the 7th or 6th seed at this point. They just can't win. They're not finishing games. During the first half against Denver, when they were up by 13, they showed me something. And then it was just like, okay, we're going to get blown out now. Or let's last night against Portland, when they were up by over 10 points, oh, we're just going to get blown out now. It's like they give up. There's no effort. There's no gusto.
Okay, so here, I got a little stat for you. 15-man roster, okay? I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six.
Okay, so that's almost 50%.
Okay.
Okay? That is the number of people that the Knicks have that is over the age of 35.
That is 40% of the roster.
Yes. How can you have... Okay, I get it. You got Jason Kidd.
Who's only supposed to be a backup.
He's 39, and he's running 35 minutes a game. That's starter minutes. You got Kenyon Martin, who hurt himself last night. You got Pablo Prigioni, who's a rookie at 35. You got Kurt Thomas, who's the oldest man in the NBA this year.
He's grandpa.
And you have Rasheed Wallace, who cares? He's not even playing anymore. So
Marcus Camby,
who is also 38 years old, who is now playing major minutes because Chandler's hurt and Amari's hurt, and now they're screwed. So you got all these guys at 38, 39 years old who are pretty much on the downside of their career, and what they're looking for is starter minutes out of these guys, and that can't happen. That can't happen. That's why the Knicks are falling apart right now. We were talking before the show with a gentleman who was Pete that was on here before, and we were saying how much more fluid the Knicks run when Melo or Stoudemire, even when Stoudemire's in the lineup, they run fluid. With Carmelo in there right now, they're not fluid. Everything slows down. And you got four guys standing on the outside with Melo in the middle. And that just slows the game down to a dreaded pace, and everybody goes cold.
It's like they get a good stop on defense, dribble down the court, pass and shoot. There's no run-set play. Melo doesn't even do an isolation play anymore. It's like, give me the ball, I'm going to shoot right now. Novak can't get open. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's 0 for his last 11 three-point attempts. He's not knocking down a shot. By the way, overpaid. Well overpaid.
Who?
Novak. He's making $5 million.
Yeah, listen.
And he's not knocking down his shot.
No, listen.
You don't pay $5 million just for a guy to play 15 minutes and knock
couple
threes.
No, listen. First of all, he makes $4 million this year.
Okay, God forbid I'm off
no,
by
no,
a mil.
But anyway. Novak is not there to – A, he's not there. He plays defense a little bit, very little. He does this kind of shuffle step backwards when somebody gets close to him. But anyway, he's not there to play 40 minutes of defense. He's there to play 22 minutes and take 13 three-pointers. That's what he's there for. I listen, Novak is not a starter.
Five mil could have been put somewhere else.
Where? Who? Who?
I'm just saying.
Who?
Okay. I don't have the list in front of me, okay?
but
I'm just giving you an example. Listen, that money could have been used somewhere else, or you didn't have to overpay.
But they didn't overpay.
I think they overpaid.
Nowadays, look at what...
I got some breaking news.
Okay, breaking news.
Breaking news, sorry to interrupt you. Greg Jennings has just signed with the Minnesota Vikings.
Good for them.
We'll break that down a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll get into that in the football. But
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but breaking news.
No, but as you got the breaking news coming, good for us because we are a sports show that would like to break news. So, hey, it's good for us. But the what I'm trying to get at is, you know, look at what his what he's there for. He's not there to play defense. He's there to score. Come off the bench, stand at the three-point line, run around, but stay behind the three-point line, and shoot. That's basically what he's paid for. And when you lead the league in three-point percentage last year, hey, that warrants you getting a big contract. And he got it. He got 4 years, I think $16 million or whatever the heck it was. But, you know, good for him. He got paid just like everybody else does in this league. So, listen, the Knicks are old. In the beginning of the season, was a non-believer in the Brooklyn Nets. You know this. Everybody else I've talked to knows this. And now I must go out and say that at this point in time, with the injuries, with the way they're playing with Melo, with everything going on within the Knicks organization, that Brooklyn, in the end, will overtake the Atlantic Division.
And that's the next topic of this conversation with the Knicks. They have been running roughshod with this division all year. Okay, let's go with their first 23 games, 18-5. Boom, right out the gate. Solid. We're ready to go. So with that being said, the Nets, I said it from day one, they need to stay their course. They need to just stay the course. Tread that line. Just stay on the course of the path that you have been given, and that is win 45 to 50 games. Make some noise. Make some plays here and there. Let D. Will find his shot. Let Joe Johnson play his game, and let Softy Lopez develop some sort of inside presence defensively. And for the most part, that's what's been coming to fruition for the Brooklyn Nets. But for the Knicks, for a team that went 18-5 from the start, for a team that looked like they were going to take it straight to the Heat, for a team that looked like they could actually compete with the Heat, beat the Heat, go down to South Beach and show LeBron James what's coming to him. But unfortunately, because they're 55 years old and older, and their AARP membership is, I guess, starting, it doesn't look good for the Knicks. And unfortunately for Carmelo Anthony, who I got to question his manhood, because it seems like the guy doesn't have a set anymore.
Oh.
I'm calling a spade a spade.
Wow.
He's playing soft.
Ouch.
He's playing soft. He cannot physically get physical anymore. He is not showing. Because he's a big guy. He's 6'8", 240.
Melo was never a physical guy.
But you know what? He would guard LeBron James.
Yeah, but he's not. That's
he's
not,
one of the best guys that can guard LeBron, which is kind of funny to me.
That's not his game, though.
I understand it, but when he's playing the four position, he has no choice but to rebound.
I know,
but to
he
play
has
a little
no choice,
bit harder.
But that's not Melo. Now, Melo's never been that kind of guy. Melo
and you're
is,
absolutely right. He's not been that guy, but with the Knicks team that he has
but he's
now.
Not, he wasn't brought in and expected to do that, in my opinion. I don't think he was.
No, I don't think he was expected to be the guy, to score 28, 29 points, lead his team on the back, kind of like Moses leading the Jews, you know, that kind of whole thing. So, in my eyes, when I see Carmelo Anthony failing at what he promised or what he was supposed to do for Knick fans out there and for all the Knick Nation, it's kind of troubling to me because it's like, okay, well, they were doing well Carmelo Anthony, when Amari Stoudemire guaranteed the Knicks were back, Danilo Gallinari was developing. You had a younger Raymond Felton, a younger in shape Raymond Felton, mind you, and it looked like that team was running roughshod because they had a good young up and coming superstar, maybe in Wilson Chandler, who's actually looking really well in Denver right now. So they had a good team, they had a good squad, they had the team that had balance, Vinny. Balance.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the one thing in the NBA, unless you have three superstars like the Heat, can win you championships. I mean, Jordan did it with Pippen, and he had great role players. The Knicks are trying to copy that image with, I guess, Amari and Melo, and then role players. I love Chandler in the middle.
Oh, Chandler's a beast, but...
But Melo can't play with Stoudemire. We know this.
They're the same player. You can't put two of the same guys and...
You just can't.
Expect it to work.
Yeah, it's like
they were trying
a circle
to make
and
it
a triangle.
Well, they were trying to make it work. It just didn't work. I had a stat for you while you were rambling on there.
I wasn't rambling. Right. I was speaking truth.
Knicks started 18-5. Okay, they were tops in the East, and wow, they're going to win the final. Bah, 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 bah. All this nonsense.
All that good. All that good. Yeah.
So over the last 40 games,
go ahead.
The Knicks are. Can you take a guess?
In their last 40 games.
40 games.
I'm going to go on a wild guess. Say 15-25.
No. They're a 500 team.
So they're 20 and 20.
They are now 38-25. So after starting 18-5,
they split.
They've gone right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Which in the way they started off is not acceptable.
No, I agree with you 100%. They at this point in time are backing themselves into the playoffs. And
they don't want to drop into four.
No, they don't. See, here's the thing. They want to drop as low as they can go, either three. They want to either drop to three. You ready for this? Or six. Because if you drop to three or six, you'll end up playing the Nets or the Hawks. Maybe the Celtics.
But you don't want to fall to four.
No, you don't want to fall to four or five. That's danger. Danger, but, Will Robinson. Danger.
No, but even then, in the second round, you're still got to play the Heat.
No, the Heat has to play the lowest seeded team.
That's correct.
So
you're assuming Miami's going to win, which then means the eight would be out.
Right.
So
it all depends on where the Knicks fall.
Now, okay, so you said three or six.
Well,
fall to six, let's just say it ended right now. Miami would play Milwaukee, Indiana would play Atlanta. Knicks would play Boston because they are in the three seed. Let's just say the Knicks fall to four. So now you always assume that the top four are going to move on.
Right.
At that point, obviously, if Miami's they fall to
win.
Four, they play Miami.
They play Miami.
If they fall any lower than four and they win their first round, they got to play Miami.
Unless there's an upset. But I'm saying at this point.
You're not going to expect that because, Miami's on a 20-game winning streak, and God damn it,
They're going to make that 21 tonight.
Indiana is probably one of the only teams in the NBA that I think can beat Miami.
I told you the other team, and I'll keep saying it. The Bulls are the other team.
Wow.
If they get Derrick Rose.
Only if Derrick Rose
comes back.
Perfect.
Look at the games that the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls have played this season. They have held the Miami Heat under 100 points.
Just a few
the
minutes
Bulls
ago.
Bulls just can't score.
Just a few minutes ago, you had said that you can look at the Knicks situation with a level head because you're not a Knicks fan.
Right.
You can't explain anything to me about the Bulls. Because you're a goddamn Bulls fan.
Listen, I can
shut up with the Bulls.
I can be prophetic.
Until they come back, until Derrick Rose comes back and they win 15 in a row,
uh-huh.
Then talk about it.
Okay, what if
they
win 7 in a row?
No, 15.
7.5.
15.
9.
There is no negotiation.
12 and a third.
Until then, I am cutting off your Bulls talk.
13 and a quarter and a half. Okay.
Right now, Knicks suck. Nets are good. Move on.
Damn, well, when you put it like that, yeah, pretty much. Knicks suck, and Nets are going to probably take over the Atlantic Division, and the Knicks are just sinking like the Titanic.
Yes.
Pretty much. And if they do back into the playoffs, it's going to be very interesting where they land, where they play.
They better wake up, and they really shouldn't fall out of three. If they fall out of three, they're in trouble.
They're
in big
trouble.
Miami in the second round, and they're done.
If you look at the perspectives of what they can play in the second round, if they do end up three, well, obviously, they'll play somewhere between Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. After that, they're either playing Indiana or Brooklyn. Because Miami's a one seed. It is what it is. Locked. So
Miami is the Atlantic Conference champion. Whatever you want to call it.
Can I ask you this one question, though? Okay. Because I, in my opinion right now, I have no hope for the Knicks. I have no hope.
Me neither, and I'm a Knicks fan.
I was going to say, do you have any ounce of hope left?
Okay, there was a point in the middle there when Amari was playing well with Carmelo. They were playing together. They were playing good. The Knicks actually showed something that they can do together. They can put both of them on the court at the same time and be a good team. With that being said, and now Amari out for definitely the first round and possibly a second round matchup, no. Plain and simple, no.
No.
Because what's going to happen is Melo's going to come back, and it's going to be Melo, give me the ball, and everybody else staying around. That's what's going to happen. Everybody gets lazy when he comes back, and that's it. I have no hope for them.
Sorry, Knicks fans. If you had any ounce of hope or desire that the Knicks were actually going to do something between now and the end of the season, it's not looking good. It's looking like a really bad movie, like Cloverfield. Terrible movie. Terrible ending. It's like, leaves you hanging, like, why the F did I just watch this movie and pay money? Well, you're watching the Knicks. That's why. Moving along to a team that actually has a shot of winning a championship, and that's Team USA in the World Baseball Classic.
Who is down 1-0, by the way, right
now. Okay, they're down 1-0. They are playing Puerto Rico. It's going to be a tough game. If they win tonight, okay, if they win tonight, they go into the Final Four. And there's going to be the Dominican Republic, the Netherlands, who I'm very mad at, by the way, for beating my Cuban team, and Japan, who is the odds-on favorite to win the whole damn thing once again. Because the Japanese, once they're born, they're either a doctor or a baseball player. Definitely not a driving instructor. Far from it. So they're either a baseball player or they're a doctor, scientist, rocket scientist, or whatever. And anyway, the point is, they play baseball all year round. They got the dome, so if it's freezing cold outside, they go in the dome, they play. That's it. So, while Vinny just tapped me on the shoulder to say hi.
Hi.
I think the odds-on favorite still has to be Japan. But because David Wright is now out of the WBC and the Mets decided to pull him because of a rib injury, that oblique muscle, no baseball activities for 3 to 5 days for Mr. David Wright. Met fans, don't jump off the bridge just yet. He'll be okay for opening day, it looks like. But you guys are probably going to win 70 games anyway, so...
70?
Wear some snorkels and some masks and your little floaties if you're going to jump off the bridge. We don't want you dying.
I think there's only two teams in the NL that I think are going to be worse.
I can name one of them right out the door.
Who is it?
Marlins.
Well, you know what? I didn't even count them. So that makes three.
How did you not count the Marlins?
Because, well, you know what? I forgot.
They had a fire sale?
No. I forgot the realignment this year.
Yeah, Houston went to
the number one shit team out of...
The NL.
Yeah. And put him in...
the AL.
Yeah.
The doo-doo team. Yes. But, yeah, David Wright's going to be out. I do believe the USA can still come back in this game against Puerto Rico and win it. We do have Ryan Vogelsong pitching right now for Team USA. They have a lot of good offense. Joe Mauer, Ryan Braun. You got Andrew Jones. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Adam Jones. And one of my favorite players in baseball, Giancarlo Stanton, sexy name. God, I wish I'd been called Giancarlo. But with that being said, I think Team USA still has a shot. And if they do win, it's going to be very interesting who goes in the next game. Could be Ari Dickey again, but you know we'll see what happens with that. But I just wanted to get it out there because the World Baseball Classic, some people don't like it, some people do. In all honest opinion, I don't think it's a bad idea. The only quarrel we're going to have with it is if somebody gets hurt. Right, Vin?
Yeah, I try to watch it. I just can't. You know, I watched... what did I watch? I watched the last, like, two or three innings of the Dominican game.
But it was a good game.
It was a good game. You know, I'll give the U.S. credit. I didn't think that they had any shot against Dominican Republic. That team is just stacked to the gills.
They are stacked to the gills. And they got Robbie Cano, who's probably going to be the MVP. I got it already.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Yeah, I got into it a little bit late. I watched the eighth inning, and then I turned it off, and I turned it back on the ninth inning, and they were losing. So I was like, okay, what did I miss? And then I saw replays, and I saw what I missed.
And then you saw everything.
Then, you know, the only thing I will say, now, I know he does this in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get the whole arrow thing with Fernando Rodney.
He thinks he's the Green Arrow, the comic book character from DC Comics. He really thinks he's the Green Arrow. That's it.
The Green Arrow?
Yeah, he thinks he's Oliver McQueen. You never heard of the Green Arrow? The comic book?
No.
Superman?
No, I'm not a...
Well, neither am I, but damn, I mean, I know the Green Arrow. I mean, it's a...
Anyway. Green Lantern,
no,
thank you.
I'm telling you, Green Arrow.
I've never heard of the Green Arrow.
Are you serious?
You're an idiot.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, it's
everybody.
The Green Lantern.
Everybody, no, there is a Green Lantern. There's a Green Arrow.
I'm gonna Google search the Green
Arrow. We're gonna
right
Google
now.
While he does that. We're gonna play a song and go to break. So let me get this going. By the way, the number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, is 973-794-3180. Call in when we come back from break. When we come back from this song right here, as it plays, I think it's playing.
No, it's not playing. I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear nothing?
No.
I don't hear nothing either. It's kind of weird. This is very interesting. maybe because I hit the wrong button. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Gilly.
really bad at this sometimes. So that's a little better. A little better there, Vinny?
Yeah, that's better. I can hear it.
All right, so we'll be right back here on the Sports Factory, 973-794-3180. That is the number to call in. Until then, Green Arrow, Green Arrow. All right, guys, Homegrown Radio's NJ Concert Ticket Grab Bag. Listeners who make a $50 donation to HGR NJ can grab any of these free pair of Wellmont Theater tickets that are still in supplies. Of course, supplies are limited, so first come, first serve. HGR NJ is representing a big concert ticket offer for all its listeners of homegrownradionj.org. If you help donate $50 towards homegrownradionj.org, operational expenses, you can help yourself to Homegrown Radio's concert ticket grab bag for the following shows. Right now, George Thorogood and the Destroyers are playing. Oh, my God. Tomorrow night, we got Drive-By Truckers. And in May 10th, shut up. In May 10th, we got Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Snap them up, folks. Supplies are limited. The performances are at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey. This is a special promotional offer from your friends at HDR&J. So take advantage of this great offer from your favorite internet radio station. If you're interested, you can call or text Bob, 908-208-0086 anytime, and he can assure a pair of tickets just for you. Shoot him an email at rodonnell60@gmail.com. Limited tickets are available. Grab them now, folks. Welcome back to the Sports Factory. Vic and Vinny chilling inside the studio, bringing to you guys a one-hour sports rush of madness.
Guys, we're still looking for a music director.
Shut up. I hit the wrong button.
You didn't hit the wrong button. You played a break song, right?
So I hit shuffle. It's on shuffle.
We're going to play the next song regardless of what it is, and it's some fruity woman singing.
I think that was Celine Dion. I'm not mistaken. You know what?
Why do you even have that on your phone?
Ask my wife.
But it's your iPod. Why is that on your...
Ask my wife. I don't know.
Why ask your wife? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Is it not your iPod?
Listen, when my wife lost her iPod, because I'm such a nice guy...
No, that's fine.
Listen, when my wife lost her iPod, I downloaded some music, put it on mine, so when we got in the car together and she wanted to listen to some of her music, I would kindly play the music that she downloaded and put on mine.
What a fairy.
You know who is a fairy?
You.
No. John Tortorella and the New York Rangers, because unfortunately, they can't close out a game. Well, if Semisonic was in their blood, closing time.
Don't sing ever again.
Don't breathe ever
Otherwise,
again.
Otherwise, you will sit in the car
while
I talk for an hour.
What's
about
wrong?
Making fun of you?
No, dude, I get that every day. I don't need you to talk about it for an hour.
Well, I'll do it in for an hour in front of...
If you do it in a British accent, I'm down. No, if you talk like this...
I don't talk like that.
Well, that was awful.
Yeah, that's why, because I...
Well,
I'm
I can
American.
Do it. You can't do it.
No, the only thing you can do well is that creepy old voice.
Hi.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, Chris, you got my paper?
Stop it.
No, but seriously, folks, we got to get right into the New York Rangers. But the phone number to call in, 973. What is it? Well, come on, Vinny. Come on.
No. You always do that. I don't memorize the number. But I can tell you it now. It's 973-794-3180.
Thank you.
I'm not a nerd like you and memorize every phone number.
Why is it?
Jerk.
You know what? That's just me. Just for that, I should just tell everybody your phone number right now.
Go ahead. Tell everybody my phone number.
It's 911. 64. No, seriously.
No, you're an idiot.
No, seriously, guys. You want to call in? Hit us up on our Facebook page, of course, on Facebook.com, The Sports Factory, or tweet us at SportsFactory23 on our Twitter account. So go ahead, Vinny. I'm going to let you lead in with the Rangers. I want to know, why do you think the Rangers just cannot win a game? It's like they are the hockey equivalent of the Chicago Bulls. Play good defense, but not score.
I don't know what it is. I mean, they got determined. They're determined. They're very... Stop touching my computer, by the way. I'm watching MLB baseball here. Anyway, we're talking
Real
hockey.
Baseball classic.
Anyway, I don't know. I really don't have an answer. I just don't get it. You got guys skating their butts off. You know, they just can't put a puck in the net. And I just don't, you know, I don't know. They can't beat a goalie. When they do have a lead, Lundqvist either lets in a questionable shot, you know. I don't know. I can't see. I kind of get what Tortorella is talking about, though. There is times in the third periods when they're up a goal and they just kind of look lackadaisical. You know, just like, what are you doing? You know, wake up. There was a play the other day against, I believe it was the Jets game. They're down 2-1 and they're pressing. They're hanging in there, and Girardi just got beat. And when I say he got beat, it was a perfect bank pass right off the boards. I don't remember the Jets name player who scored, but just outskated Girardi, just beat Lundqvist bad. he looked bad. Like, there was no way he was stopping his shot anyway. So, you know, and it's just that's what happened. So I just don't know. I can't put my finger on one thing. But they do get lazy, so I kind of see that.
I mean, you hit it right on the head. Let me just say it right there. Because Lundqvist, we all know, when given the proper amount of time, is the best goalie in hockey. When he's playing on his head, he's one of the best. That's period. But the problem is the Rangers, because their defense is playing so sluggish inside their own zone, and they're allowing other offenses to come in, especially on the power play lately. They're going to score. They were in the 8th seed last night. They lose to the Jets 3-1. Now guess what? They are the 9th seed behind the Jets. So I know I wrote on Facebook we were going to talk about the Rangers and we're going to tell you why they're still going to make the playoffs. And the reason why they're going to make the playoffs is because I think Brad Richards, I think Nash, and I think Gavrik will lead them just enough to get into the playoffs. And here's the thing about hockey, Vin. You'll agree with me. As we saw, what team won it last year?
Kings.
Kings, thank you. Not the Canucks.
Not the Canucks.
No, not our friendly friends from the North. No. Anybody can win the NHL Stanley Cup because it doesn't matter what place, I guess, you finish. If you're the first seed, second to the eighth, it doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is what you do in the playoffs. Because records go out, points go out, and even in the NBA, even in baseball, especially in baseball, with the wild card teams winning World Series left and right, anything can happen. So this is how high I think the Rangers are going to go. I think they're going to finish seventh. And I think they'll take on either Boston or Pittsburgh in the first round, which is still going to be a tough first round matchup.
Yeah, we were talking about this at work the other day. We have a bunch of hockey enthusiasts at my job. And
Canucks.
No, not Canucks. A bunch of Devils and Ranger fans. And we just talk hockey for a little bit before work starts, you know.
Right.
And basically, I brought up the point that I see the Rangers as a dangerous eight seed, and I see them as nothing more. They're not an easy out.
No.
But they are very beatable.
No, they are. That's the Devils.
So, you know, I just, that's all I see them as right now. I don't see them finishing seventh. I think they're going to hover around the eighth spot all year. They're going to have to deal with the teams behind them, the Islanders and whoever else is watching.
The Jets.
Yeah, they're all close, you know.
Well, the Jets just overtook them last night.
It's going to be a cluster F to,
yes, to say the least.
So, you know, they just got to play out. They don't have many games left. I mean, I'm trying to see what the standings are right now. They've played 26 games, which means I think they're playing, what, 40 this year?
48.
So that means they have 22 games left to do something. And I don't see it right now.
Like you said, you still have the Islanders. You got the Flyers. You know, they're 12 and 15, but they're only a few games of going right behind the Rangers and jumping right over them. But the team you have to watch out for, besides Pittsburgh and Boston, Montreal has been playing spectacular. They are 18 and 5. They are playing on fire. 40 points in first place. Obviously, they're the number one overall team East. That's why I say you got to watch out for them. But here's the thing about hockey. It's anybody's game come playoff time. And like the Kings showed you last year, it can happen. You just got to have faith, some dreams, and some good players. That doesn't hurt.
Thank God you changed that up, because if you were just going to say, like, hopes, dreams, and prayers and stuff, I was just...
No, I'm not Hulk Hogan. You're going to eat your vitamins
gonna reach
and
over
say your prayers. Smack. No, don't do that. Speaking of smacking... That didn't sound right.
I don't even want to know where you're going.
I don't even want to know where I'm going. But this is where we are going to go, and we are going to go right into this big bonanza of NFL free agency that's been sputtering out of control since March 12th. We're going to cover the Jets and Giants really quick before we get into the big names. The Jets and Giants really haven't done much, and I guess a lot of people don't like that. Let's go with the Jets right now. We all know that Bilal Powell right now is the starting running back as it stands. Sean Green went to the Tennessee Titans on a 3-year deal. So now you don't really have a two. So what do? They signed Mike, I am a very good son, from Oakland on a 3-year contract over $6 million. This man has never started an entire season, let alone one game in the NFL. Just barely over 100 career carries. 4-year veteran. $2.5 million per year almost. I mean, really? 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 They must have seen something in this guy that I apparently don't on paper and stats, because I thought that's what really counted in sports. Stats, numbers, touchdowns, you know, yards per carry, fumbles, and all that good stuff. But apparently to the guys over there in Jet territory, Mr. Idzik and Rex Ryan and Woody Johnson, oh, no, they got a system. They got a system, folks. They know what they're doing over there. They know what they're doing. And that's exactly the opposite thing that they need to be doing. They're losing. They are rebuilding. And for all those Jet fans that say, oh, we still got a shot, or no, it's not really rebuilding, they're retooling, I think that's a load of crap, because you signed David Garrard. Kevin Cobb gets cut by Arizona, and now he's already linked to the Jets. So now they got three quarterbacks. He still got McElroy, and he still got in the incumbent, Tim Tebow. Where the hell is he going to play, if anywhere, next season? So it's like, where are the Jets' minds? Where are their heads at? It's not on their freaking head, or on their neck, I should say, because they don't know what they're doing. What are they going to do? They don't know what they're going to do, so I can't tell them because I'm not part of the organization. But here on Homegrown Radio, I'm part of the Sports Factor next to Vinny. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to win like 4 games next year, 5 tops, if they keep going down this road. Defensively, they may be okay at best, even after a Revis trade. They let go of Jeremiah Bell. They let go of Landry. They're going to trade Revis. All you have is Muhammad Wilkerson. They got rid of Puha, whatever the hell his name is. You pronounce it. Bart Scott gets cut, and you have David Harris. That's it. And the O-line is going to be decimated. No more Slauson, no more Brandon Moore. Dustin Keller goes to Miami. The Jets are in disarray. Why Rex Ryan wasn't fired is beyond belief. So, Vin, with all that being said.
Oh, you done?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, you don't think I made any valid points?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Wow. Okay, I'm just gonna cut your mic.
You know, we. I listen.
By the way, they re-signed Lex Hilliard.
Woohoo! Woody, what's his name? Woody Johnson likes Rex Ryan. Now he likes him. Okay, good for him. Somebody likes Rex Ryan. You know,
You can't even put it into words.
I can't because I'm just so baffled. They fired Tannenbaum, but kept him as a consultant. Okay, so he's technically still there.
His guys are still there.
Yeah.
His roster players.
I'm baffled.
Are baffled.
Cobb,
really?
Sanchez,
really?
Garrard.
Start
Tebow because he's better than all of them.
You know what? I'm rolling with that, brother. Let's go. Tebow time. What do you got to lose?
Get off the damn Jets because they piss me off.
But you understand what I'm trying to get at? It's like they don't have a plan of attack of what they actually want to do this offseason. When you got teams like Miami just scooping up free agents left and right, New England, although they're losing Wes Welker to Denver, get Danny Amendola. They just signed Adrian Wilson. They're on the verge of signing, guess who? Dwight Freeney and John Abraham. They're not getting worse. They're getting better. And even the Buffalo Bills have a good young defense. And did the right thing by letting go Fitzpatrick. Now, I don't know if Tavares Jackson's the answer. God, no. But I don't know what the hell the Jets are even doing. Like you said, baffling. They have no plan of attack. They're lost. They're in a limbo. Purgatory. Love that word. Purgatory. I have no idea what they're going to do. And until they find themselves, you know what? Where's Waldo? That's the game we're going to be playing. Where's the New York Jets? Because I don't know where they are. I don't know where their mind is. If it's up their ass, if it's up their ass right now, they better clean their mouth. That is some dirty, dirtiness. Moving along to the New York Giants, a team that you can actually depend on. And the reason why I say this is because I trust Jerry Reese. I trust the Maras. I trust Coughlin. I trust them. I cannot trust the Jets, okay? They re-signed Keith Rivers. Okay, basically special teamer. You know, he's a good part-time defender on the linebacker position, whether it's strong side or the weak side. He's a good alternate linebacker to have, good backup. Okay, fine, cool, whatever. They let go of Kenny Phillips. He goes to Philadelphia. They cut Ahmad Bradshaw. So they're going to go right now with a two-headed beast of David Wilson and Andre Brown. They re-sign Will Beatty. Good move because that was your left tackle. And barring any injury, he is one of the top 10 left tackles in football. He's solid. Solid, serviceable. He'll do the job. Maybe not top 10. Top 15. He's not bad. They restructured David Deal's contract to get more money. Because if not, he was going to get cut. They let go of Chris Canty, but they pick up Colin Jenkins in replace. That's not a bad pickup. Little by little, though, the Giants got to find a way to piece together what they're going to do defensively. They need to find another defensive end, okay? They're going to get Sean Rogers back a little bit healthier this year, which is a good. So now you're going to have Rogers, Marvin Austin, Linval Joseph, and Colin Jenkins on the defensive tackle. Your nose tackles, that's your rotation. That's pretty good. Now you got JPP, and then you got, of course, Notre Dame's own. I can't think of his name. Justin Tuck. God, wow, that was bad. You're not re-signing Osumanyora. So it's like, okay, well, they got to find another defensive end. Well, maybe even the draft. I don't know. They got to get a middle linebacker. From what we've heard, they're interested in Ray Maluga. It's okay. It's just another gap filler. Because you still got Chase Blackburn.
No, you don't.
What do you mean you know you don't?
A free agent.
Dude, he's going to resign. They'll sign him. They always sign Chase Blackburn off the couch to play in the Super Bowl and defend Rob Gronkowski and make an interception. Okay. Hey, look,
he got lucky. Relax.
Who won the Super Bowl?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. It was underthrown. He made a lucky dive, and he caught the ball. Relax.
Giants won. That's what matters. Anyway, the point is.
That was 3 years ago.
Your point? Actually, no, it wasn't three. Well,
who won this year?
Okay.
That's a real team right there.
Really? How many Super Bowls you have?
I guarantee you. We'll put a bet right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Who has a better record?
We don't bet money because we're broke bitches anyway. So we'll bet a dinner.
Okay.
We'll go to a nice place, just the guys,
McDonald's,
no women.
McDonald's, okay.
No McDonald's.
Okay, what's the bet?
The bet is,
who has a better record?
I bet you that the Ravens are better than the Giants this year. Even with all the people they lost.
You mean, what's better, the record at the end of the year?
Yes, record at the end
of
the year.
Or if they both make the playoffs, who goes farther? Or if they both
Hold on.
What if they both have the same record?
We have to settle this. We have to settle it. Relax.
Okay.
We're going to get there. Jesus, you're so, like, uptight right now.
Okay.
You got to what? What do you got to do? Nothing.
I got to drink my coffee. You talk.
Okay. So the bet is best record. Tiebreaker will be furthest in the playoffs.
Okay. That sounds
if
like a plan.
If they both get eliminated at the point.
At the same point of the playoffs. Okay.
The next tiebreaker will be points scored.
Okay.
And I am guaranteeing it right now on this radio station that the Ravens, with all the deductions, will still be 10-6 this year.
10-6?
Yeah. Giants 8-8.
No way. Giants are actually going to win the East this year.
And that's when Victor Cruz signs with another team.
Yeah, sure. That ain't happening. You want to bet that? I'll bet $1,000,000 you don't go nowhere.
First of all, you don't have $1,000,000, and I know that personally.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't care what you think. I will give you my laptop. I know for a fact Victor Cruz ain't going anywhere. Giants aren't, we said this before, they're not idiotic, they're not moronic. They're smart business people.
Okay, so the deals are out there.
If you guys want to call in, 973-794-3180, debate with us. Really think Cruz is going anywhere?
Tell Victor he's a moron.
Tell me I'm a moron. Tell Vinny he's an idiot.
The deals are out there, okay? Welker signed for 2-12. Amendola signed for 5-30.
Yep. Jennings got 5
Jennings
years.
Jennings and 5 years, probably
around
50-60. I'm going to say $35 million guaranteed, which is a seven mil a year average. I'm not looking at the end money because that end money never gets paid.
Yeah, it's always about the guaranteed.
So you're looking at it guaranteed 12.
Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace got 5 years. I don't know, 30 something.
65 million. Well, again, yes, yeah, 65 total.
So I'm thinking that's and.
I think Cruz is looking 5 years.
Cruz has only been in the league, 2 years now?
4 years.
But they got him this year as a
he's been on the Giants roster for 4 seasons.
Yeah, the last 2 years have been like his breakout seasons.
Right.
Okay. Now, hold on. This is the point that I'm trying to get at. Put Victor Cruz on, let's put Victor Cruz on the Jaguars.
Okay.
Okay. Is Victor Cruz going to be Victor Cruz catching 97 passes for 1,200 yards with 8 touchdowns? Hell no.
Probably not.
You're lucky he even gets 40 catches at that point.
Listen, I'm not saying.
Okay, no, but what I'm trying to say is Victor Cruz, you think he's worth more than Wes Welker?
What do you mean more than what Wes Welker got this year?
Okay, was there, I don't even know, was there ever an offer made to Cruz? I can't recall.
No, the only thing is right now the Giants have a first-round tender on Victor Cruz at $2.89 million. So that means if any team wants to sign him, not only do they have to give up a first-round pick, but that the Giants have the opportunity to match whatever contract also to prevent him from going to any other team. This is what I think is going to happen. Somewhere between now and the end of the season, the Giants will re-sign Cruz. And it's going to be a 5-year contract, 60 mil, with about 30 guaranteed. That's where I'm looking.
This is
the reason why. He's young, athletic, fast, good hands, not great because he drops some passes.
Yeah.
But he has breakaway speed. He has the ability to create his own route. There's not a lot of receivers in football. Just because you're fast does not mean you know how to create your own route. They have a great 1-2 punch with him and Knicks. And if the Giants want to go anywhere within the next 5 years, because that's basically the window they have with Eli, They got to keep Cruz and Nix together, or at least Cruz.
I don't think they can afford both. I think that's the problem.
But
over
the
long run,
I think they'll keep Cruz over Nix.
Really? I don't think so.
No. Hold on.
I don't think so.
I said I think they will take Cruz over Nix.
But I think that's why Cruz is not signed right now. I think Nix is the priority. Why? Because Nix is a go-get-the-ball.
Right, he's a bigger
Cruz
target.
Cruz is not a go-get-the-ball.
He's not a go-get-the-ball. You're right. He's
and
not.
With Eli as your quarterback, you have to look at what is the strength, and you need a go-get-the-ball. Not,
I understand
I'm open,
that.
Throw me the ball, and I'll run around the field. That's not what the Giants
Cruz
need.
Cruz creates offense.
That's why I think in the long run, excuse me, if Dominic Hitson would ever stay healthy, I think he could he'd be better than Victor Cruz. I think he would. Because he's a go-get-the-ball. Even the games before he got hurt last year, when Hickson would fill... Cruz wasn't hurt. Nix was hurt, and they pretty much double-teamed Cruz. Hickson has those flashes. I just think, in the long run, if he could stay healthy, he'd probably be almost better than him.
But see, here's the thing. Cruz's ceiling, his ceiling is higher.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Hold on, I'm going to tell you why. Here's the difference
we
between.
We only have 4 minutes.
I understand. Well, really quick, the difference between Victor Cruz and now I'm not talking about a salsa dance, and Dominic Hickson is you're right. Hickson has a better opportunity to jump and go get the ball like maybe a Hakeem Nix, but he doesn't have the I can't explain it. He doesn't have the ability to create space between him and a defender. He doesn't have that natural gifted ability that Cruz does. He can cut five times before he actually makes a move, and the defender's lost. That's why Cruz gets open very often. And sometimes because Eli is, well, I'm Eli. And he'll overthrow the football or underthrow. It happens. And that's why you got to have Cruz and Nix. Because Nix, whether it's somewhere in his vicinity, can make the play. Cruz can't always do that. And I get that. I understand that. But I'm talking about what I think the Giants will do. What I would do is I'd sign both of them. I don't care what the money is. That's the way I look at it. And the one thing they do need to do right now and prioritize is find some sort of tight end because they lost Martellus Bennett to Chicago. They need to find some way to prioritize that position because Bear Pasco cannot fill it in. His role is to block for whoever the hell is going to run the football, David Wilson, Andre Brown, and every now and then at the goal line make a catch or two. I like Brandon Myers. He's a free agent. Cook is gone. Bennett's gone. Dustin Keller would have been nice. He's gone. Top of the list right now in my eyes, Brandon Myers and Fred Davis. If Fred Davis can stay healthy, those two guys are my top priorities, unless you want to go somewhere in the draft or maybe trade for a Zach Miller. And speaking of Zach Miller and the Seattle Seahawks, right now they are my top pick to go to the Super Bowl right now. They are stacked. They are ready to go with Percy Harvin, Cliff Avril, Michael Bennett. They are stacked and ready to dominate the NFC West. And even though San Fran got Anquan Boldin for a bag of chips and some popcorn, it's going to be a tough battle. It's going to be a great battle in that division.
I'm so worked up now. And I got an hour ride home with you.
You don't have an hour ride. Why are you worked up for?
I don't know. I just got so worked up over that little conversation.
Well, isn't that the point of the show to get, you know?
Yeah, I know. We debated. We did a good job there, but I'm just saying I got worked up.
That's okay. Well, Jerry's not here yet, so this is kind of weird.
I don't know. Maybe he's outside talking.
Is that him right now? I don't know. We got like 3 minutes. There you go.
We got about 30 seconds, pal.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. It's 7:59, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, chump. Play a song.
I kind of should get a song ready then, right? No, it's 7:58. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at the clock.
Dude.
7:59 and 30 seconds. Play a song, will you?
I see 7:58. Okay, fine. You know, I guess my iPod was a little bit wrong. But, okay, whatever. I'm just going to put this up here. I actually got it right this time.
You got what right?
This.
30. Ladies and gentlemen, that Sports Factory job is still open. Please contact me at sportsfactory23@yahoo.com to be.
Stop with this music producer, okay?
The music producer.
I played some good 90s music today. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. It is what it is.
I don't have nothing to say to you, fool.
Why? You know what? You are.
The show is over.
Is it? All right. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another live edition of the Sports Factory right here on homegrownradio.nj.org. Tune in next week for another live episode. I hear Vinny making a lot of noise.
It's a habit.
It's a habit. Okay, great. Thank you for everybody that listened once again. JB will be on here in just a few. And until the next time we meet again, hit us up on our Twitter, SportsFactory23. Go on Facebook.com/SportsFactory. And a shout-out to Driving Lights. They're looking for a drummer. If you guys are interested, go to Facebook.com/Driving Lights. See if you can be part of their team, be part of the band. They're looking for a drummer. And, I mean, that's it, guys. I mean, that's pretty much the show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And make sure you tune in to iTunes because it's going to be on a podcast very, very soon. So until we meet again, my friends, have a nice night. Have a great weekend. Have a happy and awesome St. Patrick's Day. Vinny, do what you do best.
Peace.